Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Sean Salisbury, friend of the show. He's got the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 weekday mornings in Houston. And we will talk to him about the Texans and most notably their QB, Deshaun Watson. That's at the bottom of the hour. You definitely want to keep it locked for that. Rob, before we go further, I know you're the shoe guy. I know you like to save your pennies when it comes to Coca-Cola and ice cream and little jeans and junk like that, but
garbage
when
bags
it comes to backpacks
packaging.
And shoes, you spend, and you spend heartily. Now, I was looking at these new Yeezy flip-flops.
Look at you, yes.
No, I'm not, or slides, as they would call them, right?
Yes.
Rob, I'm sorry. $450?
Hold on.
For some slides? Do you have some?
Hell no.
I can see him. He stepped away. Man, I'm sorry. Those things better be made out of gold. They better be gold plated. You got some. $450? What are they made out of?
Look, Chris, it's like, you know I had a pair. Chris.
I did not know. I didn't bring this up to, you know what I mean? I just was wondering.
If you're watching us on YouTube or whatever, I do have a pair, beige pair of Yeezy slides. And Chris, I'm going to admit this to you. You know I'm not into just pumping up somebody because it's a name brand. They are outstanding, comfortable, so much so that I took my Gucci slides and I sold them. Because I don't need two pairs.
Wow. Well, hold up. What are they made out of?
It's just
high quality rubber and regret.
Right. They what'd you say, rubber and regret?
Yeah, high quality rubber and regret, Rob.
What are they? What's so good about them? They just feel really, really good. I'm not kidding you. I'm not telling you, Chris, like, oh, well, they're all right or whatever. Or they're like, they feel like those $24 Adidas ones you buy. No, these the shape, the feel of them. I can't rave more about them. I'm dead serious. They're awesome.
Chris, just bought some Nike slides for $45 and felt guilty.
Take those back.
No, I love them. No, take those back. They look better than these freaking cut off Uggs looking things.
No, Chris,
or whatever.
Go get you a pair of Yeezy slides, Chris. Come on. I'm telling you, you'll be like, oh, wow, Rob was right. You know me. I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Do you like the way they look? I don't really like the way they look. I mean, they're okay. I saw some woman in the store with them the other day, and I thought they was just like some regular. I was like, she came out in those?
Right.
Like, he could have jazzed them up a little more.
No,
nah,
I like that they're not overdone.
You say they're magic. They're magic. I believe you.
But for me to get rid of my Gucci slides for these, I'm telling you, but they're
but
worth
you didn't
it.
Get rid of your Louis Vuitton ones. All right, let's move on. We got quick news about Dak. Rob G, what's the latest on Dak? Quickly.
Well, Dak Prescott has not been throwing for about a week and a half, while throwing with full power, that is, in Dallas Cowboys training camp. Tonight, in the middle of the show, they put out a tweet from their official Dallas Cowboys Twitter account. Here's what it says, quote, "It's not a setback, not a reason to worry, but Dak Prescott is planning on getting another MRI."
That's a setback.
I can't believe that a team actually worded it that way.
Right, because it's so stupid, Chris. If everything was good, you wouldn't need another MRI.
Thank you.
Come on, man. What? Not a setback. Nothing happened, but he's going to get another MRI.
And
yes,
that makes us feel like you're hiding something.
Exactly.
I don't think they are, but that just comes off as bush league.
Yeah, and our friend Will Blackman, you know, played in the NFL for a while. He put this out on Twitter that's been retweeted by several NFL players. The only reason one would dare to get into one of those loud-ass machines is because they're worried.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Chris, have you ever had an MRI?
I believe so. Yes, I think
they're
so.
They're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right?
But maybe I haven't, because I don't remember it being that bad.
Well, I mean, you're confined. If I remember when I got in one,
you can't move around.
When I had the oral surgery and they took a piece of bone from my hip and put in my lower jaw, I've had like bone loss. So they took a piece of bone and put it into my jawbone. It was an amazing operation.
Wow. Okay. But anyway,
that's why I'm hip when I'm talking. That's why I'm hip.
That wasn't bad. That was one of your better ones. All right. You should save that for your David Allen.
See, Rob, when you're off the fly, you do much better.
I love the way he words it too, Alex. Yeah, David Allen Greer is trying to get me to do a step. Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. He probably texted him once.
Rob is begging David. Somehow he got to, like, he met David Allen Greer at some point, and now he's been begging him to get him up on stage.
I swear he probably.
I think that's how it's.
I bet CB he liked one of Rob's tweets, and Rob's like, he wants me on.
Right, exactly.
He said it's time
that's
for
probably
us to
what
get
it
you,
is.
It's time for us to get you on a stage. That's words from David Allen Greer. That's all. He's a Detroit homie. He's a hilarious.
What's he up to lately?
He does Broadway stuff and stages. You know what I mean?
Oh, is he on Broadway? Okay.
He had a show on Fox. Not that long ago. Yeah.
Really?
I can't remember the name of it, but he had a show on Fox.
All right. But anyway, Rob, let's get into this. And it plays off of Hard Knocks last night. Mike McCarthy, if you watched it, you know, he had on, you know, shorts for the most part. And, you know, he dressed in a few different outfits because it's overtime. But he also had like a kind of a shirt on, a sports shirt, you know, long sleeve t-shirt, and he got a belly. He's got a belly, you know. I don't think he looks, you know, nothing to think of, but you know, he's a big guy with a belly. But it's become quite a story today. our man Skip Bayless from Undisputed, he said that he would like his coach to be in better shape. And he got some pushback from Jenny Taft, and that's become a big deal. But What we want to get into, because Lane Kiffin said this recently. He said, and you know, we know he's the coach, and he said that he's lost more than 30 pounds in the offseason because he felt like it would be hypocritical of him to ask players to take care of their bodies when he himself was overweight. Here's the quote. I saw a picture of me at the bowl game last year and told the players I looked like an anaconda that had swallowed a deer.
Wow.
And the deer got stuck in its neck. I mean, I can't even picture that. But he said, that goes for all of us, starting with me. Here I am in postseason meetings back in January telling my offensive linemen and other guys that they needed to eat better, lose weight, get in better shape, and I looked like a whale. So, you know, he said he wanted to look better for his players. Rob, I just want to ask you, I mean, do you think that it is a factor that a coach, you know, of a sport needs to be in really in good shape and kind of look like he's fit and all that to be a coach or get his respect to the players?
I don't think that is what you need. If a guy's an older guy and he's in his 60s, Chris, or whatever, you know, everybody's not going to be svelte. It's just the way the body operates, you know, as you get older.
Absolutely.
But there are certain jobs and certain situations, I think, when you look at people, and it does determine whether or not you would want them to take care of you or do anything for you. And I'll give you an example. If you went to a dermatologist because you had some acne and you wanted to be cleared up, and your dermatologist had acne, Chris, would you use him?
I would be skeptical.
Okay. If you went and got a personal trainer.
How are you going to get rid of my acne when you haven't gotten rid of yours? Right.
You go to a personal trainer, and he's fat. And he's supposed to train you and get you in shape. You wouldn't use him.
I would be skeptical.
Okay, you go to a dentist. His grill is jacked up. He got a bad grill. How in the world is he going to fix my grill when his grill's messed? Like I think those are legit. When it comes to a coach and whether he has to be, you know, athletic and in shape, like he's 35 instead of 55 or 65, I don't buy into it.
I'm with you. And you had some good examples about those jobs and stuff where it might matter. But I'm with you. On a coach, my main thing for the coach is, does he know the game? Right? Because you can take this, Rob, to take it further. And that's where you start to get into, well, do I require that my professional coach play professionally, right? I mean, if you take it out further, and I don't think that has to be the case. I think the key is knowledge. If my coach is big, out of shape, but he knows what he's talking about, he's got us prepared, he's helping me improve, I'm cool with it. And I've had coach, I had a great high school football coach. And man, and he wasn't out of shape. Nah, he wasn't. He was, you know, he looked fine. But my point is, you recognized the knowledge. Like, I mean, we were prepared, man, for everything. We knew the other team, everything they were running, what we wanted to run, 2-minute drill. Like, we were ready, and I respected that. So had he been overweight, it wouldn't have mattered. Now, I'll say this, Rob. In college, my head coach was in shape. I mean, he wasn't he was fine. He was a normally shaped person.
Right.
But our assistant coach, who was really more of a recruiter, but he was an assistant coach, and I'm not exaggerating, he was probably 500 to 600 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. Pennell Gray, we called him Gray Bear, great guy. He recruited a ton of dudes, and you know, he was a great recruiter, getting guys to our school, Oberlin College. But
and he could sneak people in on campus because they just say, "Hey, stand behind me as we walk through the gate." Right? No, I'm sorry.
Now he was huge because he was only maybe 6 feet tall.
Wow!
But he had a prop. You know, he had gone through depression earlier. and you know, when he was younger, and you know, he just gained weight and never got it off. But he would sit in practice, he would crack on us at times. And you know, but we let it go, and everybody loved Gray Bear. But because he was a good recruiter, and he did know the game. So I just think that in coaching, and you brought up like dermatologists and dentists.
I'm serious.
I think you're right, but here's the difference. Their expertise,
they have knowledge,
is fixing teeth.
Right, but they went to dermatology school. I'm just saying they have the knowledge you're looking for. But
if the evidence is on their face or in their teeth, their mouth, that they don't, you know, they haven't done it to themselves. So I'm not looking at a football or a basketball coach. Like you said, I understand they're older. Maybe they were a great athlete back in the day. Maybe not.
A lot of times they are, and you look and go, like, really, you play ball?
Exactly. No, there's a lot of people. Like, I know dudes, Rob, who were great athletes, and you would see them now, and you would never believe it.
Can't believe it. Right, can't believe it.
So I just think a coach is more about his knowledge, and, you know, if he don't know what he's talking about, then we got a problem. But that's like a dentist. You can't fix teeth because your teeth are messed up. We got a problem. But a coach is not about your appearance, not about you looking like you're in shape. I'll say this too, Rob. You don't want the coach competing with the players, right?
Right.
I had a coach once come out, and he played college ball, and we came out one day to practice, and we walked into the gym. He got the boombox playing because he was only maybe mid-30s.
He got the boombox playing, right.
And he wanted to show us.
Right.
He was mad at us because we wasn't really hooping that way. Yeah, that he could ball. So he played with us that day, and that doesn't gain the players' respect. Even if you whip them, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what you trying to prove? You know what I mean? Or who you – and if we whip him, it's, you know what I mean? It's just you're not – the coach doesn't compete with the players. That should never be a situation.
Alex, I want to ask you real quick, and then we'll get to some calls. What are we doing next? Yeah, some calls.
Yeah, we got calls coming up.
Alex, would you go to a dermatologist or use a dermatologist who had acne?
See, Rob,
you're level-headed.
I'm very big on presentability. Yes. So, for example, I was really big in working out in college and still am today. And when I used to go to, like, those gym head, the GNCs and stuff, there'd always be, like, 60-some-year-old ladies telling me about protein and stuff. And I'm like, have you ever tried these protein drinks? Like, it speaks volume to me. I think, like, the way you carry yourself is a big deal. So, for example, Rob, say you're trying to get into investing, right? And you want to start day trading, market trading. You're going to go to some guy that's wearing sweatpants and a sweater. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know all about it. Now I want a guy with a suit who has some kind of, like, a sense. It speaks volume to me.
Okay.
So what about a coach? Do you think a coach needs to be in shape?
See, this is a different aspect now. It kind of comes off of the way they perceive themselves. So knowledge base. If they have knowledge and they back it up, I'll listen because this is one of those different deterring factors. But it does help in my eyes. Say a Sean McVay. Guy's younger, in shape. He's very proactive. He has the voice behind him. He shows the knowledge. He can back it up with what he does. That speaks more volume. So it's like if you're showing me the two, of course I'm going to lean towards one more than the other. But it's not a make or break in this aspect.
Okay. All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. In sports, does it matter if your head coach isn't physically fit? We will continue the conversation with you next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
We're waiting for Rob on stage.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, the iCouple. Our next guest is a friend of the show, host of the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston on weekdays. Sean, welcome.
What's
to the
happening?
Odd Couple, brother.
It's always great to be on with you guys, man. Good to talk to you. We got a lot of good stuff going on, and it's football, so another good sport to talk about, man. It's
yes,
good to be on.
Indeed. Yes, indeed, my man. And I hate to start here, but it is what it is. I mean, there'll be no legal situation. There'll be no legal closure on Deshaun until the season.
Yep.
But the league could put him on the commissioner's exempt list, of course. So I've been saying, look, if I'm the Texans, I'm trying to play him. I get it that you got to get your backup ready, too, because you don't know what the commissioner's going to do. But I'm working like he's going to play for us. Do you agree with that strategy, and what are they doing with him?
You know what, Chris? We're on the same page, man. In the same church pew, sitting in the same aisle, brother. There's no restrictions. You're trying to win. It's a first year staff, meaning David Culley. You got a new GM. If there's no restrictions, I understand the optics of it. But let's first just look at the situation. He's out of practice. You guys know this. He doesn't need a lot of work in the preseason. Let's just talk football-wise. He doesn't. This is just – I wouldn't play Aaron Rodgers 5 snaps in the preseason. Those starters like that, they don't need much work. Practice is where they get the rhythm. So with Deshaun Watson, guys, here's what you could very easily see. On the field, eligible to play, no restrictions, wear number four, the third string quarterback. Honest to God. Now, I'm telling you, let's the legal, I know we can't put it aside, but try to compartmentalize for just a second. Here's the problem. Even if they came to him right now and said, dude, we want you to play, there's no restrictions, he'd say no. He does not want to, play here. From everybody I've talked to close to the situation says, I said, you're telling me if David Culley went to him now and said, Deshaun, there's no restrictions, we want you to play here, and from three different people said he'd still say no. So that's now, a big – even if they wanted him to play, but there is no restrictions. You can see him on the sides. I'm with you, though, Chris. I would – I'm playing him until somebody tells me he can't play.
Can't they do something to – I mean, obviously he's showing up so he can avoid the fines. But if he's showing up but pretty much refusing to play, can't they do something legally, you know, with the contract or something like that with that?
They could. Here's what they're trying. I was talking to somebody about that today who's got some good information that's close to the situation. And what he told me, because I had the same thing, I said, well, what if – and what, guys, let's think about this. What if two guys – I'm just saying, what if he's the third quarterback and the first two guys in game one pull a hamstring and hurt an ankle? Are you going to go to him on the sidelines? Is he going to say, no, I'm not going in? I mean, weird situation, but I – he could be if they said we're playing you, you're starting this week, and he says no, I'm not. Then the conduct detrimental and insubordination. However, that
insubordination, right?
Yes,
oh, definitely.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They could, Rob. But here's what they're trying to do, guys. They're trying to make this amicable because they're not going to get 50 cents on the dollar. They will not trade for that. They're willing to say, we're going to play it out. Tyrod Taylor's going to be our quarterback.
Wow.
And we'll just sit here and do this. And if nothing happens with the commissioner's exempt list and nobody trades for him, then after next year, there'll be 4 to 6 teams. They want 3 ones, a couple twos. And they're not just going to give him away because they don't have to. And this is, you know, we'll see the legal stuff. But if it doesn't come to fruition and no commissioner is exempt, they are going to be faced with the first week of preparation against Jacksonville of starting Tyrod Taylor, Davis Mills, and having their three quarters. He's listed fourth on the depth chart. He's not getting any work, so they have no intention to play him. But even if it was all cleared and they went to him, the overwhelming talk is that he still wouldn't play, and that stems back from even before the legal stuff came out. I've never seen anything like this. I'm not even talking about the legal, about this, that being there, he's on the field, not getting fined, and still not going to play. And I'm thinking, but I'm with you, Chris, from the start. I'm asking him and doing everything I can to convince him to play, but they're trying to make it amicable so there is no dysfunction and they go along. Because remember this, he has the no trade clause. He gets to approve it. So the more you piss him off, even though you don't want to pander to players, you want to communicate with them, if they piss him off, he gets to the point, well, what if they traded him to Detroit and he says, nope, you can take those 3 first-rounders and 2 second-rounders. I ain't going to Detroit. So I think you're trying to do it all.
But it sounds like they've conceded. They've conceded that they're going to have to trade him eventually.
Yes.
What's the public opinion in Houston? I mean, he was, from all the reports prior to this, he was a great guy and had a clean
model
reputation.
Yep.
Yeah, and all that. And just like and this is just me. He's innocent until proven guilty. I don't
Agreed.
Know anything,
Agreed.
Okay?
Agreed.
But Sean, 2 or 3 women can make up a story. You know, like this, like to remind me of the Bill Cosby case. You remember? Like, it was a couple women at first, and then it's 60 women. I can't believe 35 or what's the number, Chris? 30 something now.
In the low to mid 20s.
Right. Okay. I can't believe that many women are making up a story on a person who had a clean reputation.
Rob and Chris, I always am a guy that says, listen, both sides deserve to be heard, and I'm not throwing anybody under the bus until or giving my opinion. It's above my pay grade, the legal stuff. When they get it all settled, then we could draw our opinion. But you know how this is. People draw their opinion from optics and what people say and what they see on social media and the accusation. Listen, it's heinous and it looks awful. But they both sides still deserve to be heard through this. So,
no doubt.
I think the fan thing, and real quick, Chris and Rob, going back, the one thing is, though, the door is still open, because if you could convince Deshaun, David Culley would want to play him. But I just think you've seen him play his last down as a Texan. I think that's the overwhelming feeling. As far as fans go, guys, And a lot of it will be because Deshaun doesn't want to be here once the legal stuff's clear, because he will play football again. As fans go, it went from Rob in last year before the season was going on, this is the greatest asset in Texans history, including J.J. Watt, right? We got our guy. And everybody loved him, charitable appearances, engaging teammates. And then all of a sudden, he said he didn't want to play here. And then half of them said, well, listen, the majority of them said, he's under contract. He ain't going anywhere. Just convince him it's going to all be okay. And then there's the other half said, well, he doesn't want to be here. He's not all in. Why the hell do we want him? You got that. And then as it started to go and the legal kicked in, then you get people who the moral and value thing don't want any part of it because it looks bad. There's a group of people that say, get what you can now, get rid of what if it might be a distraction, and move on from him because he doesn't want to be here. Then there's the group that says, I can't stand him. He's a pig, and I'm just telling you what they say. You know how it is. People have formed their opinions, and I've heard it on my radio show from Get Callers. And then there's the group of, he's my quarterback. I don't care. There's no legal implications yet. The commissioner hasn't come in. Play him. He's our quarterback. What are we waiting on? And we want him here because, everybody's trying to piece it together. But, Rob, he's no longer the most popular athlete in Houston anymore. Okay. For whatever reason, everybody's got their opinion. And mine is, he'll play again, he'll be a star in this league, it's just going to be somewhere else. When somebody decides they're desperate or panicked and says, I'm giving 3 ones and 2 twos because that guy, if he was in Denver this year, guys, with that roster, Deshaun Watson completely, he makes them the instant threat and a threat to Kansas City because he's that good an asset. The problem is, I don't know if we're going to see him on the field this year, even if he's on the field, taking snaps for anybody, let alone the Texans, because legal stuff aside, even though you can't, he does not want to play here, and that's a fact.
Sean, in 1 minute, do you have any feel for what the locker rooms, how they're viewing Deshaun at this point?
I think players do this, man. You guys know this. You've been in those locker rooms and haven't been in when there's something, a contract holdout or somebody who's been through some trouble. When he gets in there, it's like family. And even though you may disagree with what he did, but you don't know because it's right. Just you just don't talk about it. He's still a teammate, just like because you spend as much time with him and you love him. But I think the feel is because they got 50 new players, guys. When people call it a distraction, once they hit the field, they're worried about their own jobs because this is not an established team. They're trying to fight and scratch for their own jobs. They can't worry about being Deshaun's PR man or answering questions. So right. I think like most teams, when he's there, you embrace him and talk to him like, just like he's been there. And then you try to put aside the stuff that is above their pay grade as well and try to focus on a family and a teammate. But I would imagine they'd all welcome him back. And some are probably discouraged by what happened. But as a football player, I'm sure they want him back because good teammates are good teammates. The other stuff, that's for them in their private time to judge.
You know what? It's weird, and we only got a minute left, Sean. But it's exact opposite with Trevor Bauer, with his details where the right. Dodgers don't want him back. You know what I mean? Because of
Rob?
The details.
And it's also the way they approach Trevor Bauer, while a hell of a player, the legal stuff aside, on social media, he's easy to dislike, right? He just is. Right. So people get this perception of him, because he trolls and he gets after it and argues with players. But still, he'll win a Cy Young and he's good. But this stuff, and when it's there and it's in your locker and it's there, and then they've removed him and not letting him near there and they're going through the legal stuff,
right.
I think he's easy to dislike as opposed to like where Watson before all this was really easy to like.
That's a great point, Sean.
Sean, great stuff, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll have you on soon again, man. We thank you for it.
I'm coming down to Houston soon, Sean.
Come on.
You got to tell me some restaurant,
call me.
Man.
Come on in studio or come on in and see me. I'm here. I'd love to see you guys. And I'm always here for you whenever. I love you guys, and you keep crushing it, man. Thank you,
buddy. All right, appreciate
brother.
You. Yep.
Peace. Check Sean out on the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790. Weekday mornings in Houston. More Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I told you this is growing on me. Just his spirit.
There's a great
the
line
sincerity.
In this song, CB. Did you hear
what it? What is it?
He says that my slips are $400.
Is that right?
Hey, what, have you heard any of his new album?
I have.
Alex, you
I have?
I heard it's dope.
CB, I'll say this. Kanye was a producer before a rapper. He'll never lose that gift he has. It's just some of the stuff he does is unique, but his new stuff is definitely worth listening.
Really? So did you hear this album? That this was on his first gospel album? That,
yes.
You know. Is it better than... because that was okay. It was all right. It wasn't that great.
Yeah, if we're coming from like an actual perspective of good,
like
it was
art,
okay.
Yeah, all right. But this Donda is better.
It's good. It's much better.
Okay.
Do you remember, you know, Mahalia Jackson, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So Mahalia, I always remember this as a kid. I was trying to be a smart aleck. And they were playing... Mahalia Jackson was a great gospel singer.
Right.
Yeah. And Mr. Weeks from down the block, he had it on. They had it on in their house. And I said to Mr. Weeks, trying to be a smart aleck, I was like, is that from Mahalia's new album? And he was like, Mahalia's been dead for 20 years. What new album, you know?
How old were you?
like 11, just being a smart aleck. I knew she was dead. You know what I mean?
Oh, you did? Just, no. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was just trying to be.
So you were already saying corny jokes back then.
Yeah, I was. I mean.
Speaking of corny, Dan Campbell out with Detroit.
That people, is a good segue.
Thank you. They're raving about his comments today. Rob G., tell us what the latest is with Dan the Man.
Yeah, early in his press conference, he talked about how he liked his team, had a lot of grit. So somebody asked him, well, what do you mean by grit? You know, what is it about this team that makes it so gritty? Here's what he said, quote, I said this when I walked in. There was a number of guys that were here, and I think Patricia and Quinn did a great job of, there's just no turds here. There's no bad guys. End quote.
I mean, I got to be honest. So if he said there's no jerks here, it would be that much different?
I just think his whole act is so out there, and he so wants to be the star of the team. And it's just not where a first-time head coach, he's setting himself up to be a joke. That's the problem. Because
don't you think that's just who he is? I think he's trying to get noticed.
And that's the problem.
If that's the case, that's the problem.
That's what I do. I really believe because some of the, like, oh, that's a good soundbite if I use turd. You know what I mean? Like, Chris, you could say, he knows that's going to play, right? You use that word. And some of the other stuff and some of the gimmicks, I just think you set yourself up for a fall because if the Lions get off to an 0-5 or 6 start, no one's laughing at your jokes. They're going to say you're a joke. Seriously.
Oh, no, you're in trouble. See, what he's done, and I don't believe he's doing this on purpose. You may be right. But I think this is just who he is. But whatever the case, he is setting himself up, Rob, where he better win. And he better win quick. Because the rope's going to be short.
Right.
Like you said, I mean, people are going to jump all over him. Patricia kind of did the same thing. Now, granted, Patricia was taking over a team that, you know, had gone 9-7 2 years. Right? And that wasn't good enough. So he had to win, but, you know, the backwards hat and his issues with the media and practice, you know what I mean? Like, he set himself up as well, Rob, where it was like, if you ain't winning,
you're
man,
right.
We gotta get
and
you
he
out
didn't
of here.
Win, right? You're 100% right.
Right. Yeah. And look, it's Detroit. Is there any reason to believe they're going to win?
I got them at 6-11, 7-10. That's what I got.
Wow. All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob signing off. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Download, subscribe, 5 stars. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.